We're here to officially kick off a very important campaign in our state. What's that campaign? Tell them. End the R-word.
Ending the R-word in Florida is a campaign led by the ARC of Florida. And Michelle Poole is the head of the group of advocates for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Her group is partnering with lawmakers like Republican Senator Thad Altman of Melbourne to get rid of the word mental retardation in state law and replace it with intellectual disability. For example, in state law, it says Florida prohibits the use of the death penalty on a mentally retarded defendant. If the bill passes and is signed into law, that would be changed to intellectually disabled.
We didn't get the bill passed last year, but your support will make a difference and we'll make it happen this year.
It's his third year filing the bill, and Altman says he believes the third time's the charm for the intellectual disabilities bill. Last year was the closest he came to getting his bill heard in a committee, but it died in the process. This year, Senate Bill 142 already passed unanimously in its first committee stop, but joined by a group of advocates and lawmakers Thursday, Altman says he can't do it alone as he tries to push this bill through the committee process. The House sponsor, Republican Representative Janet Atkins, says this is something that should be very straightforward, adding that Florida is behind the times.
Federal health, education and labor policy statutes were changed in 2010 when Congress passed and our president signed into law Rosa's Law. 39 states have changed their laws, and it's time for Florida to do the same.
And Maura Rossi agrees. She's a young woman from Jacksonville with Down syndrome, and she says this just means she has trouble learning. But she says just because she has a developmental disability doesn't give people the right to label her with the R word.
Today, even though I'm an adult, it still happens. People call me the R word. This makes me feel sad and bullied. But we now have an opportunity to change that with the Intellectual Disabilities Bill. Let's pass this bill and end the R word in Florida.
Yeah. Derek Sneeds, another person with an intellectual disability, says he's just like everyone else and shouldn't be subjected to being called the R word. He asks for all Floridians' help with their campaign in spreading the word to end the word.
I work hard. I read the Bible. I try my best. The more I learn, the happier I am. Changing the law is very important to me. Please help end the R word in Florida. People saying retarded, and I said respect someone.
That's right.
Get rid of this R word and stop this R word right now.
The Senate bill now heads to its second stop, the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. Meanwhile, its House companion House Bill 1119 has not yet been heard in any committees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.